Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Saving Sex and the City 3, the podcast that is all about Sex and the City 3. So if you don't like Sex and the City and you're not passionate about getting SATC 3 off the ground, get the fuck out. I'm your host, Lara Marie Shainhalls, and with me today is comedian Ashley Ray.
Hello.
Hi. I'm so glad you're here.
I am absolutely excited to be here.
I saw your tweet about Sex and the City. You did like a meme and I immediately was just like, need, and then reached out. I was like very excited that you said yes.
Yeah, I decided to dive into all of Sex and the City and live tweet it about a week ago. And obviously there's just so much to do with that, so much content. Mm-hmm. But what I was most surprised by was how ugly all of the men in the show are.
Yeah, they're pretty hideous except for Aiden. Really,
Aiden is really attractive. He just, I don't, there's something about his forehead that's just like jock guy forehead for me.
Yeah,
you know,
like, he has like kind of a loser vibe about him too. Yeah. Like he's like a beta.
Exactly, like he was the fourth best player on his high school basketball team. Mm-hmm. But everyone was really nice to him.
Yeah. And did you like his glow up from like season to season, or how did you feel about that?
I hated it at every moment.
You like Granola Aiden.
I liked Granola Aiden because, I mean, he's supposed to be this like opposite of Big, like he builds furniture, and then it just seemed like they were trying to make him into Big. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, that is what Carrie was trying to do.
Yeah.
So, wow. This show has levels.
So many layers.
Yeah.
So what are your favorite seasons?
Okay. I have to say, I believe the sixth season of Sex and the City is one of the best seasons on television that I have ever watched. Mm-hmm. I hated season 5. I loved season 4. And then I would go 2, 3, 1.
Okay. Yeah. Season 1 is like, they have a rocky start getting it off the ground.
Yeah. I've heard that's kind of because of the source material. Like some people told me they didn't want to stay that true to the book, so it's a little rocky.
Well, the book is really depressing.
Right. Aren't they like call girls?
They're like, I just remember reading it and being like, oh my God, I'm finally going to read Sex and the City. And then read it on like an airplane flying like back from visiting some guy I was seeing in Ireland, and I was already depressed. I had like the flu on a plane, and then opened this book, and it was truly like Carrie's like screaming, running in the rain, like smoking cigarettes, and like being depressed, like suicidal. And I was like, this is not what I signed
up for. That's not the Sex and the City.
No. That I know and love.
Yeah. Should I read the book? Is that the next
step? Definitely read the book, because it's like such a different flavor. I'm shocked that they even got the show out of the source material. It's a true mystery.
Yeah, because I've heard it's like they're call girls and it's super depressing and they're always like desperate for money and stuff like that. And in the show, I want all of their lives.
Yeah.
None of it seems bad.
No. And Carrie is the most deceptive character on television, maybe to date.
Yeah, I hate her.
Yeah.
I think I mean, there's all this talk right now of like the female anti-hero and Fleabag and like, wow, we can finally have women who are assholes. It's great. And I am just like, give Carrie her credit because she was one of the first to do it. She's a horrible white woman on TV who is so self-centered. And I didn't watch the show at the time. I always was like, I'm too cool for Sex and the City. That's a show for like cheerleader girls. You know, I play soccer.
Yeah.
So I never watched it. So everyone would always be like, I want to be Carrie. She's the coolest. She's the best. Oh my gosh. She makes the most sense. And when I watched it, I was like, what?
It fools you.
Yeah.
Because when I first watched it, I was like a Carrie stan. I was like, this is me, like soon to be my life. And then now I'm just like, oh my God, you're the worst.
Yeah.
Person.
She's horrifying.
She walked so Phoebe Waller-Bridge could run.
Exactly. Like Hannah Horvath, bow down.
Yeah.
To that's what paved the way.
Self-centered queen.
Yeah.
Carrie Bradshaw.
But then everyone acts like, oh my gosh, she's so good at dating. She's like a sex expert. No, she is the worst sex writer ever.
Yeah. She's very judgmental. Also like hasn't really tried that much adventurous.
She also just doesn't seem to know things.
Yeah. She's always asking a lot of questions, but never answering them.
It's just like, and I had to wonder, are bisexual people real? And
I rewatched the bisexual episode recently to see how it held up.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean,
like, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of it is like, wow, in retrospect.
Oh, yeah. But that episode is where he's just like, yeah, I dated a guy. And she's just
she's like basically does a spit take.
Yeah. But then at the same time, they give Samantha her bi moment. And I actually really loved that storyline, and I thought they did it pretty well.
Yeah, with Samantha and Maria.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a power move.
It was a powerful moment, and you know, they didn't really play it for laughs. It felt really serious. So at the same time, I was like, okay. And that's why Samantha is my absolute favorite character, and why even though she is so racist and transphobic, I would watch a show mostly about her.
Yeah. She also, it's like, to follow the like SJP Kim drama, yeah, and stuff, like, I mean, I will never know the truth of, yeah, the matter, but I think that all the fans felt that way too, where they were like, Kim really shined and Samantha became,
she's
like
amazing,
a larger than life character.
Yeah. You watch it now, she's the character that stands out. Like,
yeah,
she's the one you're like, she makes sense. You don't need a man. Do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in watching it, I didn't know about the drama, but I felt it because,
yeah,
in season 6, she's so off with like her actor boyfriend, the hot guy. He was hot.
Mm-hmm. Smith Jared.
Yes, Smith Jared. She's always filming with him in like every scene. And then the rest of them are like cooking Shabbat dinner together, but it's just the three of them. And you're like, why wouldn't Samantha be there?
Oh my God, so true.
Yeah. And so that's when I started to pick up. I was like, she seems so separated. And when she does have a scene, it's like just with Carrie, or she'll have like, and I mean, I know Miranda has the baby and she's very like ill to the baby.
Yeah.
But still, there just aren't as many group scenes and you start to notice. So I asked at Twitter, I was like, hey, what goes up? Like, what happened? And that's when I got all the details.
What a shocking...
I had no idea.
Yeah, and I remember when, like, they were about to do the third film, and then Kim Cattrall, like,
right,
pulled the plug, and then, like, clapped back at Sarah Jessica Parker when her brother died.
Yeah, that's what I heard was the most recent, when SJP tried to be like, hey, I'm so sorry, and she was like, don't ever talk to me.
Yeah, in public.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, you really put the nail in that coffin.
In that,
like,
coffin.
Doubt that this movie will ever be made now.
I have hope. What I love so much about the sixth season, and also the first movie, in a week, I watched all 6 seasons and both movies. But what I love so much is that they are some of the best narratives of female friendship and forgiveness that I have ever seen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that can be real in real life.
Yeah, they should. I mean, the best ending to the story would be them burying the hatchet and just being like, I support you, you support me, let's make this movie and also make millions of dollars together.
So much money.
Yeah.
I if there was a Kickstarter, I'd easily donate $200.
Yeah, I would do anything.
Anything mm-hmm. to get this movie. And 2 weeks ago, I thought this was probably a horrible show I would never watch.
Yeah, and it had like, I mean, it does have its horrible moments. And then it the does. Second it movie does. Is truly like,
oh my gosh,
a what, like a true what happened, but also an iconically terrible film.
Yeah. And to be fair, the first 15 minutes, very good. I was very happy that they did give us Stanford's wedding because I was so upset he's really not in the first movie that much.
Yeah.
Like he's not given much to do. They kind of like have him be annoyed by like Mario Cantone's character, but he really doesn't do anything.
Yeah. And then missed him.
Yeah. I was like, oh, great. We get his wedding. Like he's really going to be involved. Maybe I thought, because again, I did no research. I was like, mm-hmm. oh, maybe they go to Abu Dhabi for his honeymoon and like he's in it. And absolutely not.
No.
We just get a fabulous wedding. They put that, they just like put the little cherry on that cake, close his story, and then give us the worst story they could ever tell.
Yeah. They're like, remember that the two gay men yeah. that we ever featured on the show?
Ever featured.
They're getting married.
They're getting married. And
even though they hate each other, it's fine.
Yeah. And I am a huge Beyonce fan. And I had never heard about Liza Minnelli.
It's like
doing Single Ladies and not just like a brief moment.
No, like
but the full song.
Benchmark moment of the film
yeah.
is her shaking her frail little legs.
Her frail, frail body.
I think no one talks about it because it is such like a cursed image that it's kind of like watching The Ring.
Yeah.
VHS.
It's just we as a society, we let that one pass mm-hmm. and looked the other way, which is fair. But it is a moment in that film.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Liza fully knew what she was doing.
I
think she was just excited and, like, is always down for an entertaining moment.
I am 90% sure she thought she was on Saturday Night Live. I don't think she really knew where she was, but she did her best, and it was, you know.
Yeah, it was, you know.
It was the last good moment of the film, I'll say.
And then it just devolves into true fuckery.
Yeah. Here's my theory for the second film. I think they couldn't afford Steve. Because
he's like not in it.
He's really. Not in it. Steve is at the wedding. And then he has like a moment where he's like, Miranda, put your phone down. Miranda, quit your job. Oh, Miranda, you made it to the spelling bee our son won or whatever. But like, Steve and Miranda to me center the show so much.
Yeah.
I love Steve.
Yeah, and where was he?
Yeah, and I movie? Feel like if Steve had been in the second, we would have seen a better movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Like he was maybe the best boyfriend.
Because he also was a linchpin of the first movie.
Yeah.
Like their relationship.
Their relationship, him cheating.
How is she going to deal with this?
Yeah, and we don't get anything really about that. It's just kind of like they move forward. They're good now. She's able to leave the country for like a week.
Yeah.
And there's no worry.
And then I love the ending. She's like, well, I quit my job and now I'm just like at another firm that loves a
that
dinner
loves
party
me.
On a roof. Yeah.
Yeah.
And values me.
Yeah. In my Sex and the City 3, I think we like fully embrace that these women are horrible, horrible anti-hero people. And they never really talk about Miranda's law career in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just find out in the third movie that like her job is just like putting black teenagers in prison. Like you just find out that she is like the worst kind of lawyer this whole time. And we never knew.
Yeah.
Like I just think they reveal that. And she's like, yeah, I left my law firm and now I work for this evil corporation for the past like 10 years.
She's like, put money in the bank, retire early. I'm doing what I gotta do.
Yeah. This whole time you guys didn't know, you know, and they're just like talking about all of these like historic cases of injustice that like Miranda led.
She's
and,
like the Central Park Five.
Yeah. Like you don't remember me helping. That was up for days, you know? That was when Steve and I were fighting about him coming home at 2 a.m. I was doing that in the meantime. And we just, like, finally reveal that she's, like, embraced. I also think that would be hilarious since Cynthia Nixon is obviously the opposite.
Yeah, like a total woke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have Miranda as, like, peak anti-hero, like, the worst, like, neoliberal.
She is... I feel like she's actually voting for Trump now.
Yeah. She's turned.
She's like doing a Jews for Trump deal.
Well, like I mean, Brady's all grown up. He has to go to college. That shit's expensive.
Yeah.
And like, what is she going to do? She's not going to like call in a college scam for him. So no. She's got to really like start putting the teens away.
Yeah.
And capitalizing off the gross injustice
and
in
just
America.
Like taking on these horrible clients. And she, I feel like Brady is a central part of the movie in that he's very like, dating a black girl, you know, like very activist, very like young and hip, and doesn't even want to go to college, and she is freaking out.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah, and Steve obviously loves his son.
Yeah.
You know.
So Miranda really wants Brady to like follow in her footsteps and like excel academically and career-wise, and Brady's more like a creative spirit.
A creative who's just like, "Mom, you can't always control everything." And Steve is just like, "Yeah, Miranda, you can't criticize everything he does. You always criticize me. You can't do it to our son. You're supposed to love him."
But Steve still loves Miranda, even though she's like, I mean, because she's paying the bills.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
Because she's paying the bills. But I do, like, Steve loves Miranda.
He loves her. Like, it's the love of his life.
And, you know, Miranda got his life together, took care of his mom. So that's real. Mm-hmm. But I think the son, Brady, is kind of like, "Mom, just because you like quit a job to see me win one science fair doesn't mean you get my love."
Yeah.
And maybe he's like, "I want to go to an artist retreat in Colorado." And she's just like sad at the thought of losing him.
Yeah. She's like, put his college money together. And she's like, "I'm ready. Like, we're going to start applying." And he drops the bomb. He's like, "I don't want to go to school. Yeah. Why don't you just give me the money?
Give me the money.
And then I'll start like making my like films."
Yeah. And it has to be like a dumb kind of film.
He wants to make documentaries.
Yes. Documentaries. Yeah, he wants to make documentaries about like South Asian like tile makers.
Yeah,
in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Like short docs.
Yeah,
he wants to make like a series of
like short docs.
Things actually that won't ever make money.
Yeah, he actually specializes in making Snapchat size documentary content.
Yeah, that's where he has a pretty big following, but not really big enough to.
And
like,
Miranda, she
jump.
Obviously wouldn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she's like, "Snapchat, what do you even do?
Like, what, so you're not going to go to?" And she's like, "Obviously, I wanted you to go to school on the East Coast, stay close, so we could come visit you."
Yeah,
but that's not his thing.
No, he's trying like, to travel.
Yeah,
he's like. Film.
He's like, "Mom, if you hold me back, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of your life."
Wow. The stakes are high for Miranda.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go in. And that was a really seamless way of getting into all the girls' storylines.
Yeah.
So let's hear the other girls and then we'll kind of go back and we'll just like build the movie
from scratch.
One. Yes.
Okay. After Miranda, Charlotte is my favorite. So
okay.
I want to talk about Charlotte because through the show, I hate her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like her until she gets with Henry.
Yeah.
Harry. Once she gets with Harry, I am a huge Charlotte fan. But I feel like she's having a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she mostly gets her happy endings throughout the movies, I feel like.
You
know, she ends up getting pregnant, which I thought was kind of not that great.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it felt unexpected, granted that she like had so much fertility trouble.
Yeah, and I actually was excited for them to embrace the whole like, some women can't have children and she's gonna adopt and they're happy and that's great.
It made me worry about like Lily's future, because
Lily's
I
future.
Feel like there's gonna be like a very weird vibe around like one kid that we like
that we
just chose because we were desperate
got.
And then like now we finally got lucky with the kid we wanted.
So that's my plot.
Okay.
I think it centers around Lily, who I think at this time, I mean, obviously this can be a few years from now, she'd be like 17-ish probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Brady's going to college, she'd probably
be like,
she
seems like she'd be
like 3 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe like 16.
Yeah.
But Lily decides she wants to find her birth parents.
Love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lily's like, it's time. She's like, "Look, I love Rose and you guys and that you have her, but I want what Rose has. I want to know where I come from."
Because,
mm-hmm. like, obviously, Charlotte is sending her to, like, summer camp in China. Like, she's doing that. I absolutely believe that Charlotte...
You think Charlotte's, like, trying to give her a taste of, like, her own cultural, like, not be just, like...
Not just,
now
like...
Now you're a Jew.
You're a Jew. No. Charlotte, I absolutely know. Like, she did the research. She studied up on it. She was like, "We're going to learn the language. We're going to make sure..." But, you know, that's not the same thing.
No.
And Lily comes to her and she's like, Mom, it's not the same thing, and I still love you. And Miranda, or Charlotte, I always get their names mixed up. Charlotte accepts that. Charlotte is like, I need, yeah, if that's what you need, go do it. But Charlotte is so insecure. Like, the whole nanny thing in the second movie is so insane. Dumb because it's like, first of all, that woman would never sleep with Harry.
Yeah, the last person on her list of people to fuck, is your bald husband.
Like, you didn't even want to sleep with him when you started sleeping with him, so yeah. Don't worry. But, you know, she's still going to feel threatened by this. So the whole thing is just her doubting her motherhood mm-hmm. because her other kid, Rose, is still a bitch. Like, she's the worst. And I love that they just embrace that in the movies. Like, yeah. Miranda or Charlotte is just like, I hate my kids, you yeah. know?
Rose, like, won't stop crying.
Yeah, she won't stop crying. She, like, demands to sleep with them. She's so whiny. And, yeah, maybe it's the terrible twos, but I say it's just, like, a lifelong thing. Where
it's, like, her
she's
attitude.
Just her, you know? Like, Charlotte is this really, like, happy, peppy person, and it's hilarious that she ends up having this, like, sarcastic, dark daughter mm-hmm. who, like, doesn't want to, like, comb her hair and just wants to wear flannel.
Yeah.
She's very like counterculture and is like, Mom, you'll never get me. And Charlotte just like can't stand it. She's like, how come I have no connection to my children?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Love
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
High stakes for Charlotte too.
Very high, you know, Charlotte stakes. Like, yeah. I feel like Charlotte never, I mean, infertility, but other than that, it's still very like.
No, her stakes were very low. Yeah. Most of the series, I would say.
Yeah. Would and you know, Harry's that. Still there. And
Harry's
he's, like,
there. I feel like they all speak Mandarin now.
Oh yeah.
Like they sit around the table.
And they
dinner.
Speak Mandarin.
They have like Mandarin dinners.
They have Mandarin dinner nights yeah. and like Harry is still great. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever want to do anything to ruin that character.
No, and I believe like he and Charlotte would just be married forever.
Forever.
Like they're going to be an
he
old
knows,
married
yeah,
couple.
He knows that he is the luckiest man on the earth.
Yeah.
You know, he's mm-hmm. just, he's great.
Like, okay. I love this. Yeah. All right. What about Samantha?
Oh my gosh, Samantha. So for me, this movie is gonna mostly be about Samantha.
Okay, love.
Because I think in our modern world, Samantha is actually the hero we always wanted. Mm-hmm. And I think after Carrie's like last horrible book in the second movie basically bombs, she kind of goes into the background. I think Carrie gets boring with Big, even though she promised she didn't want to do that. And instead, Samantha's star rises.
Okay.
Like, Samantha has this moment where people are realizing, hey, she made Smith. Like, she actually is this really big person. And she's aging. She's mm-hmm. getting to this, like, respectable point. She doesn't lie about her age. She's like, yeah, I'm the queen. And I'm glad we all see that now.
Yeah. So, I love that.
Yeah.
She's, like, on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah, she's on the cover of Vogue. And it's like, you know, people are celebrating her as like, instead of this like old hag, old widow, they're like, she's the single woman who actually made it.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought that would be Carrie, but it's not. It's Samantha.
Maybe Samantha's even like after Smith, she started becoming like a star maker. So she makes yeah. all these like male movie stars happen. And it's like the woman behind.
The woman like, behind. Yeah.
Yeah. The men you love.
The men you love. And like everyone is just like, she's like beautiful. She's like slept, had all these great loves. She has a beautiful life. She still has her weird dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think she's killing it.
And she's writing a book.
Yeah.
For sure.
But obviously there's been a divide because of the fame. She hasn't talked to Carrie in a very long time. She mm-hmm. obviously hasn't kept in touch with the people who have children. So like Miranda, Charlotte, you know, she sees them at holidays. Maybe she sends a card, but yeah. she's too busy. She's living her life. And even in her old age, she's just like screwing all over the like world at this point.
Totally.
You know?
And I feel like, yeah, all three of the girls maybe resent her a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's having like the best life ever.
The best life. And she didn't follow any of their rules. They're mm-hmm. like, you know, we thought we did it right. We thought we had kids, but now we're dealing with losing our kids.
Yeah.
And she's happy.
Okay.
And, you know, they always thought she'd be like the sad old one, like, you know, alone.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. She does have one good friend, and it's Stanford.
Oh,
I think
she has stolen Carrie's
yeah,
gay BFF.
Yeah, and that was like the final trigger that pulled their relationship apart. Is like Stanford realizes like Carrie's on the like going down, and like Samantha's on the rise, and mm-hmm. like he like asks Samantha to like get him into some show or something, and they kind of become friends. And it's kind of over like Carrie like getting boring with Big and stuff like that. Like they kind of bond over like how Carrie sucks.
Yeah,
you know?
And he's like, she's selfish. Like she only calls me when she needs.
when she needs something.
And like it never ever like wants to hang or anything.
And you know, they have like a bond. They're like, yeah, like he's like, I respect that you used to be bi. You're such a fun part. Like they click.
Mm-hmm.
So she has Stanford.
Okay.
I guess like Stanford can still have his husband. I really don't care if Mario Cantone is there or not. Like
me neither. Yeah. I feel like they're probably like still together for like tax purposes.
Yeah.
Or whatever,
and maybe they live in like, they live very separate lives. Like he's just like, he's at the vacation house in Florida and whatever.
Yeah. They're like one of those gay couples that just like comes together every like few months
and
like
just
posts
like,
really cute pictures on Instagram.
Exactly.
But then mostly they're like not hanging out all that much.
Yeah. And you know, they clear up that whole like he's allowed to cheat thing. Like they hint at them being poly in the movie. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, they're just doing their own
thing. They're doing their own thing too. They define their own marriage and they're also having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. We get Stanford and Samantha, which I think is the perfect Sex and the City combo.
Yeah, that's a really great duo.
Yeah.
Okay. So and then Carrie's just like her star has fallen.
Carrie is finally suffering the consequences of like the horrible person she's always been.
Wow.
Yeah.
She is internet backlash.
Yeah.
Carrie's been canceled.
Carrie has been canceled. That's what I think is like, Carrie is just like, I don't understand. Like she goes to some college campus mm-hmm. is where it starts. She's in like some creative writing class. And if I was I would do like a bunch of Lena Dunham types, you know, and mm-hmm. she's like trying to give them writing tips and they're just like, excuse me, like how just like coming at her with like bell hooks quotes and stuff.
Yeah.
And she's defeated. And someone on like Jezebel posts a thing that's like Carrie Bradshaw, more like
Carrie
is aunt isn't a feminist Shaw. The writers at Jezebel would come up with something so eloquent.
Yeah. And then from there on, Carrie is just like canceled. Hell and
yeah. Like nobody wants anything to do with her. They find her to be very old school. And of course, she's married to this old white man.
Who's a financier who like brought down America.
And is definitely a Trump supporter too.
Yeah.
Like he is also very conservative. Like maybe he gets in trouble with something. I don't know. Maybe he like supports a cops ball and people are like, oh my gosh, like
yeah, I think there can be like a lot of things that he does like
without
like Carrie being canceled, she would not handle that well at all.
Yeah.
And it's gonna get really, really bad before there's any moment of like redemption.
And she'll probably like try to like be like, Big's a good guy. He donated money to all these charities and look at our charity work.
Mm-hmm.
And people will just be like, that charity like uses children in Africa to make shoes.
Yeah. And they're like, this one is like a shell corporation foundation. Like,
or
it's
like
not even real.
Those Manolos you bought were made with small Indian hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your problem? You know, you need to see the real world, Carrie. So she's just done.
Yeah. And she just doesn't understand.
Yeah. And so her and Big have become the boring old couple she always feared they would be. You know, they don't really go out because they don't really get invited out.
Yeah.
You know, she still has mostly, I think she'd be closer to Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Charlotte would be like kind of uncomfortable and would be like, well, Carrie, like, you know, I don't know that I would want my daughters raised like thinking that way. You know, it's a new world,
totally.
You know, and I feel like Charlotte would be like surprisingly a little more mature about it.
Mm-hmm. And more woke. And Miranda's just now like,
yeah, and now that we know Miranda is this evil lawyer,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're clicking on this. She still has Miranda, and they have always had it, like, I think the best kind of friendship.
Yeah,
in the show,
the closest out of like all the girls.
Yeah, like when they get back together in the first movie on New Year's, I was like, okay,
you're happy.
I was happy. I felt that moment. I had a little tear. So you know, they still have each other. I feel like that bond doesn't get broken.
Yeah,
but at the same time, like, Miranda's very busy, so it's not like what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think Carrie, I think it was mostly season 5 when she, like, that's the season where they don't really have her date a guy.
Yeah. And then they cut her hair, which I think was really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Like, all her power went away because her hair was gone.
I wondered if that was, like, a big thing at the time it aired. Was the fan base, like, what did you do?
I don't think I was, because I was at like boarding school for like the last 2 years of high school, so I think I missed all of season 5. So I don't, I watched it after the fact. But I was still under my Carrie spell. So I thought, like, when she went to Atlantic City and her hair was like a wild, like, poof, I was like, goals. So it's only until years later have I really been able to come to terms with the fact that that was like a Felicity level betrayal of a haircut.
The second I saw it, I was like, people had to have been mad about this.
Yeah.
But I mean, she does have like style. Even in the most ridiculous outfits, I was like, yeah, she pulls it off, I guess.
She's pulling it off, I think, because she's just so petite and like compact and has great proportions.
I mostly was like, her body is like a hanger. Yeah. So it's
a hanger
fine.
With like tits.
Yeah, with
abs.
Tits. And it's just like hair on top. Mm-hmm. You know, but her biggest fear that season is that she'll lose her friends, like that they won't be together. And it's a really horrible season. And like, she kind of is like freaking out. But I think that's come true.
Yeah.
You know, she has Big, but Big is super old now. And like, I don't know. He could maybe be in a coma. He could be dead.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like that's what happens, is that he dies. And in being a widow, Carrie finds like a new passion in life. And that is what gets Samantha to come back. She like finds out Big died. And she's like, we have to go help Carrie.
Okay. Okay. So I think that Big dies like 3/4 of the way through.
Yes.
And that's what gets Samantha in.
I think
the only way Carrie's going to get back.
The fan base deserves to see Big die.
Mm-hmm.
We all hate Big, right?
Yeah.
Everyone hates Big.
Okay. So Carrie, now I'm like, okay, Carrie's like a little bit, like her storyline is reminding me of like a Caroline Calloway storyline.
Wow.
Caroline Calloway.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Okay, so let's go back.
Maybe Miranda is her Natalie?
Maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Carrie's about to get aired the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, people are just like going through Carrie's Instagram being like, look at you eating at this expensive restaurant that like called ICE on its employees.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everything she posts, she's like,
the problematic police have come for her.
Come for her. And she's just like, Miranda, I can't do anything right. I wear fur. I get yelled at for wearing fur. Like, I gave up, you know, and she's just like, I can't get anything. You know, I watch this show and they yell at me for watching this show. I read this book and I get yelled at for reading this book. She like can't do anything.
I love it.
Yeah. And so she has to like give up social media like once it gets too bad. So she loses that outlet. She loses her friends. She's so lonely. And then Big dies.
Perfect. Okay. So let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Act one, scene one. All the girls, like, it's New York.
Yes.
I feel like it's like New York in the fall and the September issue of Vogue is about to drop.
I think we definitely start in the fall.
Yeah. And who's on the cover of Vogue? Samantha fucking Jones.
Samantha Jones. I mean, we open on this, like, I think a beautiful, like, rooftop, clearly very rich person. You see this, like, beautiful body. You're like, what? You're like, who's this, like, young, beautiful woman? And then you realize it's Samantha. She's had work done.
She's had a full body, like, whatever it is. BBL, like she, whatever Jennifer Lopez did for Hustlers, that's
what she did.
Samantha has done.
And so she's still looking amazing. And, like, I don't, maybe there's like hot guys, obviously.
Yeah.
And then next to her is the issue of Vogue. And she's on it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And she's like having her like morning latte or something like that.
Oh, and the like
maybe
Vogue
sunbathing in the nude.
Yeah, definitely in the nude because she was the only one down with showing her tits. And I feel like she still would now.
Yeah.
So absolutely in the nude. The title on Vogue is like the star maker, something like that. It's just like very nice. You know, she's just doing that.
And the spread is like gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It's like the woman behind the men you
the
love.
The men you love. And like, there are some shots even with her like posed with like maybe like Timothée Chalamet or something.
Yeah, she fully like invented Timothée Chalamet. Yeah.
You know, she like is, she's like, I have the whole plan, you know, play to the gays and play to the girls, you know, and she does that. And she's like sitting there reading and then it like pans to like, you know, the door and out walks Stanford with like drinks. And he's just like, perfect time for a pool day, something like that.
Love that. But yeah, because she has her own apartment now, like a huge like $60 million apartment with a rooftop pool.
With a rooftop pool.
With a private
pool. Yeah, private, which is full circle from when she couldn't even get into Soho House and use the pool. Like, very, very,
she's
all
like,
of her dreams have come true.
Annabelle Wallace, who?
Yeah.
Like, and they can have like a callback to that and then they laugh and like cheers.
Yeah,
and
like,
she's still naked.
Maybe she just got this apartment. Yeah, and Stanford's like, I love the new place. And she's like, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything I wanted.
And then he's like, your life is really like popping right now.
Yeah.
Like, what haven't you done?
Like
cover of Vogue, check.
Check.
best real estate in New York.
New York, check. Like, you're on more.
Oh, your book is coming out.
Oh,
like already.
Yeah. Oh, she writes pre-sales. A book. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she
and her
a book.
Pre-sales are obviously beating Carrie's last
yeah.
book.
Oh, it's like she's yeah. already on the New York Times bestseller list.
Oh, yeah.
With just due to her pre-sales.
Yeah. And we'll that's how you kind of realize that there's an issue with Carrie. Like Stanford's like, and your book is already beating, you know, who's last one.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then maybe we like pan to or like cut to a bookstore,
yeah,
and we see like a bargain bin
and full it's of just Carrie's
like
books,
full of Carrie's
all
books.
The books that she's ever written from all she wrote like what four books
mm-hmm.
how did like what material did she even have? I hate her so much, but
but then well it's like I guess that she just turned her columns
yeah,
into
a book. Like the so first one kind of barely out. Counts and then one of them is just like here's what it's like to be married for a year.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Carrie, whatever.
Cool. Your marriage story sucks.
Yeah. So her stuff is just like near the trash bin.
Maybe we follow the bargain bin out. It's like we see one of the last books of hers being thrown in.
Yeah.
And then someone like boxes it up. And then we see Ooh. The box traveling all the way to Carrie and Big's apartment where it gets like delivered.
Delivered.
I don't know if they do this with books, but I would imagine they'd be like, we're going to burn them or
yeah,
we can have them.
I feel like I've heard of like your book gets remaindered and they just like turn it into like birdcage filling.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's that. Like maybe we like literally see it being shredded and a bird pooping on it or something. And it's just like Carrie Bradshaw is done. And maybe we even see some like headlines, like someone is like scrolling and it's like Carrie Bradshaw is done, canceled, like on Twitter.
Yeah. That, like, first we see the book like getting shredded and then maybe yeah. like it gets put, we see the process of all of the book pages getting like shredded and put into a bird cage
yeah.
and then a bird poops, but it happens to be like Charlotte's daughter's
yeah.
pet bird.
Charlotte's
so that's a good
daughter.
Way
yeah.
to like
and,
just
yeah.
get into
And then
Charlotte
we get into
well.
Charlotte actually.
So we haven't really seen
yeah,
Carrie
yet. Yeah, we don't
yet,
see Carrie
know,
yet because
like
we want
good.
Like nothing's going to be good.
Yeah.
We're already. Yeah. So let's go
in,
to Charlotte.
On the into the bookstore, there's like a big poster that's like Samantha Jones
yeah.
live signing on like November 1st
whatever.
Or something.
Yeah.
yeah. And then you get the Carrie like book shred. Then we're in Charlotte's like.
Oh, yeah. Charlotte's like still beautiful.
Side.
Yeah. Apartment. And it's like, yeah, it's her bird. We see it. It's like, oh, it's the book. And like, obviously she feels bad, but it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she's living her life. Like mm-hmm. she's dealing with this and she's dealing with something with like Rose, the daughter who sucks. She's like trying. She's like, you know, please, like, why do you want to play drums? I think it would be so much better if you played flute. Just like dumb arguments like that.
Yeah. Maybe it's Rose's bird and like, this bird is the scourge of Charlotte's existence. Like
yeah.
she didn't ever want to get a bird. She doesn't fancy herself
yeah,
a bird,
as a bird person,
but she was like, if it's one way
yeah,
to connect
Rose,
with
Rose,
maybe like
and maybe
this will be
yeah,
it.
Rose is like very much like Harry. Like they have the same gestures and stuff. They're very the same. And Lily sees that and she's like, I think that's very sweet that like they have this like connection and like, you know, still Miranda doesn't.
Yeah.
But like she's or Charlotte. Oh my God. Charlotte doesn't have that like connection, but like still she's trying.
Yeah. She's trying really hard. Like I imagine Rose can be like, Rose is like farty, like Harry.
Yeah.
Like she's just like kind of sloppy.
And I feel like what starts all of this is that Charlotte would absolutely do some corny, like ancestry DNA 23andMe thing. And she'd be like, it'll be so fun, Harry. I just like want to see like what the girls are like allergic to and stuff. You know, it does all of their health stuff. It'll be fun. Let's do it. And they decide to. And obviously Lily's kind of like, well,
like I don't.
You know, what will it tell me? Will it show me who I'm related to? Like, what will I find
mm-hmm.
here? You know? And so that's what kind of gets that going.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, she's going to be too old to be like, I have to do a school project about a family tree. You know, I
yeah.
feel like that's how a lot of TV shows do it, but she's too old for that.
No. And then Charlotte wants to like do it together as a family.
Yeah.
And like, she's intrigued too, because
yeah.
she doesn't, I feel like whatever adoption thing they had, it was like, how would you ever find the parents?
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's like, it's time, Mom, I need to go find my birth mother.
Okay.
You know, we get a slow build up there, and then maybe like her and Harry have some kind of talk, like maybe some event. Oh, Samantha's book signing can be the thing. They're like, well, we have to go to Samantha's book signing. Like they're still nice to her even though there's this fallout.
Yeah.
So that's like them kind of talking and being like, but won't Carrie be upset? And Charlotte's just like, well, Carrie's she's had to learn to get over a lot of things lately.
Yeah. And maybe know. the impetus for that is they get an invitation for like Samantha's book release party. And so they're like figuring out how to go to that.
Yeah.
And like the politics around.
I feel, yeah. And Charlotte is really like one of those characters who just gives you a lot of exposition anyway. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she can just be talking to Harry and be like, and whoever would have thought Samantha would be the one to have all of her dreams come true? Yeah. I never saw that happening. You know, Samantha, I thought she'd die of syphilis by the age of 65, you know, and she's just like being her usual slut shamey self, but also like updating us on Samantha,
yeah,
you know, and being like, I followed all the rules and what do I get for it? A bird in a cage.
Mm-hmm. She's like, daughters that don't like
care about me. And Harry's just like, oh,
he's like, we'll go to the party.
Yeah. And he's very whatever about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like from the invitations, then we go to Steve and Miranda.
Yeah.
And they're also getting their invitation, mm-hmm. you know.
Maybe Steve gets it because he's at home.
Yeah.
And opens it and then calls Miranda to like let her know.
Obviously, Miranda's not home.
Yeah.
She's in the office.
She has things to do.
She's in the office, like with her AirPods, like just dealing with calls and people.
And he calls her and her assistant answers.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can tell that, like, she's grown closer to this like evil assistant than she
evil
has
assistant,
her own family.
She's very just like distant, removed from them. Steve, though, he doesn't really mind because he so deeply loves her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I'm just making Steve a pure angel to make Miranda look even more evil.
Yeah. Steve is like, it's a process. Like, he just believes that, like, eventually someday she'll grow out of this, and
they'll finally have this beautiful marriage they've always wanted, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's waiting for someday. And he's also going to realize he can't wait for someday.
Yeah.
Especially if the threat is that they lose their son.
And I think that, too, it's starting to get to Steve. Like, the fact that Miranda's never around and whatever. And, like, I feel like he's calling her. Like, so he gets through and, like, the assistant, like, patches him through after giving him attitude.
Attitude. Like, she's like, well, what's the event? Well, you know, I'll see if she wants to. And he's just like, let me just talk to my wife, please?
Yeah.
He's very frustrated.
And then Miranda answers and she's like, what is it? Can you make it quick? Like, I have a case to, like, I have a depot in, like, five.
And he's like, with Samantha's book, you know, are we going to go?
I was thinking for date night because now they have, like,
a scheduled date night.
Like once a week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and he's like, it happens couples to be therapy. On date night. Yeah. Oh yeah, they're definitely still in couples therapy.
And the therapist was like, you have to have like one night a week.
And they're just like, we have to have one night. This is the night.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Miranda's very against going because she's like, I took Carrie's side in this.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know how Carrie will feel. And she's already like so low right now. And that's when we really finally realize like things are not good for Carrie.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, she lost her book deal. She lost her blah, blah, blah.
Well, like, maybe we see her like, we see like a video. It looks like Carrie's like speaking to this class or whatever. And you realize it's the cell phone video that one of the students took of her like.
Oh, yeah.
Teaching stint at NYU.
Oh, and Miranda drops it. Miranda's like, and you know, ever since that video went viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see, and Carrie's like, what is she saying there? She's just like,
oh my gosh.
It's just like all old fashioned, like
just
dating advice.
The worst stuff where she's just like, when I got big, I dealt with all of his infidelity, you know?
And I think she even like talks shit about Me Too. Like she's like, you know, I just think like, Me Too takes away like a lot of romance.
Men are afraid to make a move nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And she says something like that. Maybe she says something like, well, ladies, you know, just be a lady and only have like two cosmopolitans or something. And they're just like, are you implying that like women who drink more, you know, they kind of start to get on her that way and it builds and builds.
Yeah. And she can't like untalk herself out of anything.
Not.
And at one point she's even like, well, I mean, when I worked at Vogue, like my boss did some things, but like that's just part of the job.
That's just part of the job. He pulled his pants down right there, you know, and I just told him I wasn't interested and left. And people are like, you should have gone to HR.
Yeah. And they're like, well, you're like a woman of privilege.
Maybe
like,
it turns out that guy did it to other girls. He got Me Too'd.
Yeah, he's been Me Too'd.
And then people are like,
in a huge way. And they're like, okay, well,
because of you, he was able to harass more women for like 10 years. years.
Oh, good point.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're just like getting her like bit by bit, on every single thing. And you just see her like
falling apart.
Yeah. She doesn't handle it well.
And then all of a sudden she's just like, you know, I want
She gets in a fight. Like,
yeah.
With
I want Lena Dunham in this scene, and I want Lena Dunham leading this conversation.
Yeah.
That's how I'm casting this. It's just the two worst women, and they are just like, their selves.
Yeah, Carrie's taken down by like white a yeah, class by of like white a feminists.
Hannah Horvath,
yeah,
like who's just like, and I wrote my Tumblr post on you, like even when I was like in college I was talking about how the things you were saying were ridiculous and like you're a horrible role model for young women and blah blah blah. You know, and it's just like Lena Dunham with all of her tattoos,
yeah,
like, oh, it's just like, this is, I'm loving this scene.
And Carrie's like, why are you all even taking this class?
Yeah.
If you hate me, if you so,
hate
much.
Me so much.
And then everyone's like, they ran out of classes. Like, this was the only one left.
This was the only one left that like fulfilled the creative writing major, you know? And this is like Carrie's last gig. Like, this is her last chance. Like, she's embarrassed to be teaching. Yeah.
She's embarrassed. She thinks it's kind of like lame, but like was excited that people were at least excited about her.
Yeah.
But then now she's had like a total teacher takedown.
Oh yeah, and she's fired. Like she wasn't tenured. She's fired. She
it's
was
kind
like
of
a
like
guest
the Lauren Duca
deal.
Thing.
Oh
where
yeah.
Everyone reviewed she, her except
yeah,
worse
because but worse,
there's video.
Because there's video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
After that video was released, Carrie was like officially canceled.
And she doesn't go out anymore. Like she can't be seen on the town. Like she is hated.
She goes out with Big like one night and someone spits on her.
Yeah. Someone spits on her in a restaurant. You know? Yeah. Definitely. She's getting that kind of vitriol.
And like, people are drumming up like old columns of
old
hers
columns.
And things that she said about like
bisexuals
or like when Samantha dated that black guy and that was like one of the columns.
Yeah.
Like, basically quadrant of every problematic
every single
thing.
When they're just like, you called the police on trans sex workers.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nail in the, I mean, Samantha was the one who did it, but she wrote about it in the column.
And she's complicit.
And she's complicit.
Complicit Carrie.
Oh, complicit Carrie. Problematic Carrie. Like problematic Brad. Bradshaw.
Yeah.
We're going to get a name
we'll
get for her.
There.
We're going to get there.
I keep wanting to just say Bradshaw, but I feel like that's just like easy. You
that's
know what I
very
mean?
Easy. That one, that, yeah.
So every day a new article comes out about like Carrie's like troublesome past.
Yeah.
And then every day I feel like Carrie
also
is taken to social media.
Yeah. The worst people are coming to bat for her.
Yeah.
Like there's like a clip of like Tommy Loren being like, we shouldn't be so hard on Carrie. She's of a different time.
Mm-hmm.
And just, but also making Carrie seem old.
Yeah. And she's like, she's done actually a lot for women.
For
women, like,
you know,
has entertained us for decades.
For decades. Back in the day, she was really respected.
And weren't her outfits cute? And then people start roasting all her outfits.
All of her outfits.
Because
oh,
she's like been photographed at events
and
stuff.
At events,
and so it's like, how did we not see it coming?
This
girl was the worst.
But
this
girl
based
was
on
the
her
worst.
Clothes.
And Carrie, obviously, at first, she's like tweeting and stuff. She's like, maybe if I get my own platform or something, or like, I
totally.
Feel like she definitely does something where maybe she like, she's like, she posts a Christmas picture and it's like her and that black secretary she had, that black assistant she had.
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, she's trying to get like
she's
her
like,
to come to bat.
Yeah,
for her.
She, and she like tweets something that's just like, because we start like in the fall, maybe she's like, and I would like to say happy Thanksgiving to friends Olden, and it's, but it's like just a picture of her and people are like,
she's like TBT
yeah,
to like the most
beautiful
Christmas.
And like people are like, why that, like you clearly are not really friends with this girl. And even like she's like, oh no, you can't use me, I'm
no
St. Louise from Louis St. Louis whatever.
Louise
like,
writes a tell like a Natalie
oh my a Natalie-esque tell-all there it is
yeah.
Where she's like, I like wrote emails for her and she was a horrible monster actually, and like,
and like didn't know anything about technology,
about
and
technology.
She thought it was cool, but it was so annoying.
But like, it was,
she didn't
so
know
annoying
how to check her emails,
check her emails.
She didn't know how to like work an iPhone.
Oh yeah, or like she has like always lived in the lap of luxury, and maybe like, maybe it was part of the like video that she gets in trouble for is like talking about wealth, where someone is just like, and with your privilege and wealth, how can you blah, and she maybe is like, I don't have privilege, and that's what like finally drives,
definitely,
like,
yeah, because Jennifer she
Hudson
was really
be, like,
in debt before the bit, before she got with Big. Remember, she
right
like bought that apartment when Aiden broke up with her. He said, you either have to move out of this apartment,
yeah,
or buy it,
or
because
buy it.
He, I guess, had bought the one next door to like merge,
yeah, so
them,
to merge them. Of
but
course.
Then she went, didn't she? Did Charlotte end up giving her the money?
Ooh, I don't remember.
Either way, she had like $800 in her checking account.
Yeah.
She had a terrible credit score,
terrible
couldn't get a loan
score,
from a
yeah
bank, and then was like in debt to one of her best friends.
Yeah.
And then like met Big again, and they got back together, and then like
they
all
never,
her
financial, yeah, they never talk about
done
any of that. And so maybe it's like, you've used men and privilege to like get wealth and blah, you know, and that's when she's like, she has $600 pairs of shoes, and she's like writing about this, and she's like,
yeah,
you know,
it doesn't really keep it real about like money or
money
anything.
Yeah,
and then
so
it's like
for her
also
to tell like young women how to like survive when she like barely survived,
mm-hmm,
like, you know, she doesn't know what it's like that's what breaks it open.
Totally.
And that's like when Carrie realizes she's so alone,
mm-hmm,
like she already knew she lost Samantha, she already knew like things were weird with Charlotte, she has Miranda, but obviously Miranda's a huge, huge, even bigger bitch now, so
yeah,
it's like not that great,
mm-hmm,
even judgier than she's ever been, so yeah,
yeah. Because Carrie's like taken to social media in a very like defensive
ooh
way,
yeah,
where she's like posting like conversations that she has in DMs,
yeah,
that like support her,
support
people
her
that are coming,
oh yeah,
after
like
her.
She's spiraling,
she's going hard.
I mean, we are I want to follow the Caroline Calloway playbook here, because that girl is spiraling so hard on social media. Like she is just like starting a juice cleanse, like, you know, positive vibes are what I need, and
yeah,
like posting,
she's
like
no more heels, like only flats from
like
here,
yeah,
on out,
here
and
from,
people
yeah
are like, no one gives a shit about your fucking,
yeah, and
shoes,
basically
Carrie.
Yeah, her Instagram captions become her new column. Mm-hmm. Like that's all she has now is like this little box where she can be like her annoying self,
and people start trolling her Instagram,
yeah,
and like posting, like there's now just like forums on Reddit for like how annoying Carrie
how
Bradshaw
annoying
is on Instagram,
and people just like share screenshots making fun of her, and like she sees that and she's like, I really truly have nothing and I'm alone.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Miranda has no real like sympathy.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Sucks,
oh, Miranda
like
is just like, this is the internet. She's like, I don't even understand. You know, she's like, what are these apps? Like, just close it. Like how, like just log out, block
yeah
them. Like, she's like, I don't
like,
have
can
time.
Can I sue someone?
Yeah.
Miranda's
she's
like
is this
no
liable? And she's like, well, no, it's comments. You don't even know if the usernames are the usernames. She's like just very logical about it.
Yeah.
And Carrie's getting upset.
And Miranda
so
like defends like people that have like done revenge porn on their ex-girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. She is the worst kind of lawyer.
Yeah.
And so maybe like from Steve calling Miranda, that's how we get to Carrie. It's like,
mm-hmm,
Miranda calling Carrie to be like, I got Samantha's invitation. And
yeah
that's when
did
Carrie
you get it?
Yeah. And we've like seen the video, like we know Carrie's nothing now.
Yeah.
And this is like last straw.
And I think also Carrie does get an invitation. Like
yeah
Samantha reached ooh out to her and is like, you're one of my, like invited all the girls to come to her book party. And she's like, I know we haven't been in touch in
yeah
a while, but like,
ooh,
would love if you could
you know
make
what
it.
Yeah. Samantha would
Samantha's
offer
very
an olive branch.
Yeah. She's very,
she's
live
very,
and let live.
Yeah. Live and let live. She's very forgiving. You're right. And also this makes Samantha look better. She tries, you know?
Yeah.
And even maybe when Stanford's kind of making fun of Carrie, she's like, you know, Carrie was still there for us.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I did invite her. And so like Carrie gets the invite and then Carrie like fucking goes crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, you think I would go to your book party Like, what do you even know? Like I taught you everything. And she like goes off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, there's no way I'm like going.
Yeah. Like just a classic Carrie meltdown.
But I think also she could like protest that she's not going and be like, I'm skipping it. Like Big and I have plans that night.
Yeah.
But then maybe she decides to like show up and crash it. like the last second.
I could see that. And maybe that's where she really has the meltdown. Yeah. Like she just yells at Samantha right there at the party. And that's when Samantha is just like,
I tried. Yeah. Like you are actually like a terrible friend.
You know?
Yeah. I think,
and like Samantha and Stanford are together being like, you've never cared about any of us. And these people are right. You are kind of homophobic. And like, yeah, you'd kind of deserve all of this that you're getting, Carrie.
Yeah. Like Samantha really sent the invitation out as an olive branch and as an opportunity for Carrie to like show her face in public and like try again.
Yeah. To like, but you know, instead, be like, Carrie still has her good friends and like, you know, and as a PR person, she's thinking about that. She's like, I gave you this chance to save your career and you come here and make a fool of yourself. And of course, this is all being on cell phones. Like everyone's recording, everyone's filming.
Yeah. And I think even Samantha like calls her ahead of time. Like we get them talking, or Carrie calls Samantha to be like, I can't come to your party. And Samantha's like, oh, honey, like, no press is bad press.
No
like,
press is bad press.
You may be canceled, but you're forever like in my book.
In my book. Even though we haven't spoken, I'm offering you this. And that's when Carrie's like, she's offering me. Then we get Carrie and Big. Finally, we see Big, I guess.
He like hobbles in.
Yeah, he like hobbles in. He is not who he's like. He has a gut.
Like, yeah, he's like a little, like he's looking a little aged.
Yeah.
It's like, finally caught up to him. It's all caught up to him.
Yeah. Like he's not like that guy. I mean, he's still like going to be attractive, but it's like, ooh, okay, Carrie. And he's just, and she's like, she's offering me an olive branch. She thinks she's giving me a lifeline and just complaining. And Big just does not care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Big like, is whatever like, you want to do.
Yeah. He's like, if you want to be with the girls, be with the girls. Like he just does not care at all.
Yeah.
Like he's just like watching black and white movies on a TV in his bed and like eating cookies on his chest. Like he is just nothing now.
And she's like, hello, I'm talking.
I'm talking. Yeah. Yeah. She's just like getting more and more annoyed.
We see they still have the exact same problems. Oh, that black diamond ring did not solve the marital trauma.
Like there's like, he's still putting his shoes on the couch and stuff like that. They're still just like getting annoyed, spending too much time with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like he has an affair and it's like over now, but she like refers to it and kind of resents him.
Definitely.
You know, something like that. Like they have that tension between them, but they're still together.
They have that tension. And then also they have like, Big says something to the effect of like, maybe it'd be good for you to like get out of the house because you've been around like a lot lately. And she's like, what do you mean by that? Like, and so that sparks a fight. So we just see
that
like,
makes the whole thing.
So she's really, by the time Samantha's book party rolls around, like her engines are revved up.
She's just like ready to tear it down.
Yeah.
And that's like what launches every, like she just has this meltdown.
And so she shows up to this book party wearing an insane outfit.
Yes.
Like a scene stealing, like thinking, why would you wear this to someone else's
to
moment?
Someone else's kind moment. Of outfit. Yeah. Yeah, where everyone is just like Carrie, you know, and Charlotte obviously kind of is like, this isn't really following the polite rules of social society. You know, this is like wearing white to someone's wedding.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she kind of says something.
She says that to like Harry.
Yeah, to Harry, and like is kind of distant to Carrie, and Carrie like senses it. But she like has Miranda with her, and Miranda like barely wants to be there. But Steve is there. So she like isn't really with Carrie enough to like keep an eye on her.
Yeah. Miranda's like on her phone, just like
and of
emailing.
Course, Big doesn't go.
No, of course not.
So she's like feeling even lower because she doesn't have Big.
And she drinks too much.
Ooh, or does Big go, but he looks like shit?
He could go. Maybe he goes, but like he just, maybe he, once he's getting ready, as they're getting ready, like his suit pants don't fit.
Yeah.
Or
oh,
something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's she's just, like, maybe you should just stay home.
Yeah. It's her idea. And he's just like, I didn't want to go anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then she goes by herself and then she gets like really, really drunk.
Yeah. And she, cause she knows, she's like, I couldn't even have my husband here if I wanted him to be here because he's like a piece of lard now. And she's like so fatphobic and horrible to him.
Her husband isn't there. She's like photographed on the red carpet, people are like laughing at her.
Yeah.
She tries to say hi to like a celeb that she knew from the past, but they're giving her
like some designer. Like it could be the one who put her in that fashion show where she fell or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Everyone is just very cold. Like we're getting updates from past characters maybe that way too. Like some fan favorites can pop in there and just be mean to Carrie. That could be really cool.
And maybe she even is like really upset because no one gifts her clothes anymore. Like, she had to buy the outfit she's wearing to.
Ooh, this, and it was like very, and she's just like, I expected compliment. Like, I bought this. I had to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, and she's saying that to Miranda, who again is just like on her phone. Like, yeah, dealing, totally. Yeah, totally. Just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally we get our big moment. Like, Samantha comes into her own party. Like, she, and that's when like it explodes.
Yeah. Samantha is like, who all is at this party? Like, I feel like Michelle Obama is at this party.
Yes. At this point, I feel like Samantha has reached heights where Michelle Obama is at this party.
Yeah.
Like, and Carrie Samantha's is really hailed making as, like, a new herself.
Age, like, feminist.
Yeah.
That, like, goes beyond feminism into just,
beyond
like,
who she's like,
she's just like a beacon of equality.
Of equality. She's like a Dr. Ruth-esque, like, respected figure on just like female sexuality and having it all, you mm-hmm. know? Like, people look up to her. Girls are like, yeah, you know, you really can be old and have friends and have support, you know? Mm-hmm. She's like the golden girls.
And she also, I feel like she's like consulting or like somehow helped there to be like a new president elected.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, she is not just, and it's like, that could be the thing, like, she's not just the star maker, she's made presidents.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's like every,
she unseated Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald
through
Trump.
Her own, like, PR. She's like, and that's when I knew we had to play dirty.
Dirty. And she's like, and I was the one who told Elizabeth Warren to go with the green tie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people knew she'd be president.
Yeah. Like, know? She, like, launched whatever. She used all her wilds to, like, make sure. Like, Samantha's, like, pulling strings in such high places.
In high places and, like, just really doing things. And, like, maybe all these people are, like, going up to, like, talk about her. And that is just getting Carrie angrier and angrier throughout the night. Like, Anna Wintour goes up and it's just, like, there's only one other woman that I've respected as much. And it's, like, Samantha Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, Carrie's
heart. And it's
heart
really
breaks.
Just, like, killing Carrie.
Yeah. Every person who goes up. Maybe we get Obama. Maybe we get Obama.
They both go up. Yeah. And they're, like, we love
Samantha Jones. Like, Oprah gets up
she
there.
Gets, like, what did Ellen DeGeneres get where it was like the Medal of Bravery?
Like,
or
a Medal of
like
Honor
that.
Or something. Yeah.
Samantha got one. Like, or she's getting one.
She, like,
this week.
Yeah, she's getting one in a few weeks.
Like, she's getting every single, like, great thing you can possibly
and maybe
get.
To, like, make up for the racism of the second movie, it's for, like, doing something good, like, making sure girls in Africa have pads. Like, like, she's done good stuff.
She's done more good than bad.
Than bad.
And even when she's gotten like called out for like past problematic like interviews.
Yeah,
she's
like
gracefully been
she's
able to like navigate.
You know,
apology.
She's just like, and I apologize for my Islamophobia. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've worked with a lot of feminist groups now in the Middle East. And I've been educated. And she just owns it. You know, she's everything now Carrie wishes she could be.
Yeah. And Carrie, meanwhile, is just, like, gulping down Cosmos.
Cosmos, yeah. Just, like, you know what? They don't even have Cosmos at this party because it turns out Samantha never really liked them.
No.
Yeah.
And so Carrie's just, like, drinking, like, vodka on the rocks.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like at one point when, like, someone's giving a speech, like, Carrie's starting to do that drunk thing where you, like, mutter at
people.
And then they're kind of getting, like, annoyed or, like, scooting over. And then maybe at one part of the speech, Carrie's like, oh, fuck it, I gotta go. And gets up to, like, leave, but then falls. And it's, like, loud. Like,
loud.
She brings, like, pulls, like, a tablecloth, and all the table
drinks
stuff comes
fall,
down.
Glasses break. Like, it is embarrassing. Everyone notices, and that's when she just starts, like,
she loses her
She's
shit.
Like, oh, yeah, everyone look at me again. I'm the clown now, and I guess Samantha, the slut, is everyone's hero.
Mm-hmm.
And
people, all the cell phones are out.
All the cell phones are out,
her.
And she's like, film me. Like, what else can you guys do to me? I'm already canceled. Like, mm-hmm. you want to cancel me? You know, and she's just like, well, I have a husband at home and I'm happy. And then she's like slowly realizing she's not. And Samantha, of course, like, is like, my friend isn't. And she like goes up to be like, honey, please, like, let's get you home. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But she just is like, no, you've always been a slut. You don't deserve any of this.
She's like, and you, what have you done? But like,
fuck your way to the top. And that's when Samantha is like, I have worked for everything I've done because mm-hmm. she absolutely has and that's when she's like, you know what, Carrie,
you can leave
for good.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
And Miranda, of course, like, runs after her. And Steve mm-hmm. is just like, this was the worst date night. Like, my wife was on her phone the whole time or dealing with Carrie. And Steve is just like, wallpaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Carrie, like, Miranda and Steve, like, drop drunk Carrie back off at her apartment.
At her apartment. Like,
and, make like, sure, make sure she gets into her apartment. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they go, like, Carrie goes in and just, like, passes out, like, face down on the bed.
On the And Big is just like, how was the night?
Maybe Big's not even home. And she doesn't even know where he is. He, like, is out inexplicably.
Yeah, and it's, like, weird because, like, why wouldn't he be at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Miranda and Steve have, like, a fight in the back of the car.
Yeah, because Miranda is, like, defending Carrie, and Steve is just like, I gotta say, like, Carrie was being a little ridiculous back there.
Yeah.
And she's just like, well, no, like, Carrie's right. So, like, Samantha doesn't deserve all of that praise. Like, yeah. I helped put the Central Park Five in prison.
You don't see my praise.
Yeah. I wasn't even included in the Netflix movie. Like, you know, because that exists in this timeline.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Yeah, she's like, they didn't even put me in the movie.
And she's like texting away on her phone. He's like, Miranda, can you just put that down?
Can you
for
put
a
this down? And he's just like, you know, your friend just had this big breakdown. You didn't even try to see if Samantha was okay. And she's just like, just so mean to him.
Yeah, she's like not having it. And then he's like, I need more than this.
I need more. Yeah. And she's like,
I put up with you. Like evil twist that you've been doing. And like,
and we already know, like, we already know Brady like wants to get out, and he's just like, you're going to lose Brady and you're going to lose me.
Yeah.
You know,
he's like, you really need to think about like your next step,
because it's on her at this point.
Yeah.
You know,
to like get it the fuck together and save her own family
So,
and then, so the Carrie blows up at this event. She's like laying face down in the bed.
Yeah.
Do we cut to like the next day where like Carrie's on the cover of like the New York Post with like a horrible headline?
The next day, I think, is gonna be, I feel like we don't even get to her yet. I feel like maybe we get to Charlotte like reading blogs and like posts about Carrie, where it's just like major meltdown.
Viral.
Yeah, it's like hashtag bad Shaw. Like, she's trending. Like, everything's gone viral, and like Charlotte is just like, should I go over there? Do you think she needs people? Like, and that's when she's like, I don't want to. She's just like, you know, that was totally inappropriate what she did last night. And at the same time, she's like helping Lily like try to deal with all this like finding her mom stuff and like doing all this research and stuff. But she's like, I'm not going to go help Carrie.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to just like stay, like let things cool off for a while. And then we'll like circle back to that conversation.
And so then in the morning, Carrie wakes up and she is like expecting the girls to like, obviously not Samantha, but she's like, obviously like Miranda, like my friends are going to. And it's like, they don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And Big is still not home.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like still not home in the morning.
Yeah. She has no idea like where he is
Or
what
he's
doing or anything.
And she's just like, really, like, she's also like going through, I think, all of the posts. She's like reading all the bad stuff about her. And she's just like, why did I do this? Like, what was I thinking? You know, maybe it's the start of like her turnaround.
Yeah. I think she's like really like, she's really embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then also she needs like, she needs to like go out of the apartment for some reason. But instead of like getting dressed up, like we see her like put on like sweatpants and like,
oh yeah,
a fleece or something.
And yeah. And she's
and,
like
huge sunglasses. Yeah. So she doesn't even look like Carrie Bradshaw
and
anymore.
She's like, and she's not Carrie Bradshaw anymore.
Yeah.
And she's like wearing shoes she'd swear she never wear in public, you know? And she's just like, I need Big. Like, where is Big? I need someone.
And it's like the most hated person in the world right now. It's not who you think. Like, it's Carrie Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm. You know, people hate her. So here's what I'm thinking with Big is that he's having another affair. Maybe it's the same woman that like he previously had an affair. I feel like at this point he dies.
Yeah.
I'm good with him being gone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's dead. And maybe he like dies with the mistress. Like, that's where he was. He like went to the, and like maybe in the morning she like has,
he died in the middle of having
of
sex
having sex with his mistress. Yeah.
And should like, he have died? Is he cheating on Carrie with Natasha now?
Ooh.
Like, he's gone all the way
all
back
the way back
to
full circle. I want better for Natasha than that.
Yeah, true. I was thinking of like unhot big fucking Natasha,
like unhot
feel,
yeah
right?
Like I feel like Natasha, like she got away from him, never dealt with him or Carrie again. She just was like, I'm going back to my job and my life. Ugh, I wish I'd never married you.
Yeah, she's like, so 25 years old. Yeah, what a terrible decision.
Yeah, horrible decision. I feel like she laughs about it now and it's just like, ah, youth, you know. But I feel like he is sleeping with someone that Carrie would find embarrassing. Like, it is someone that she's like, ugh, that person, really?
Maybe he's sleeping with Tommy Lahren.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's why she's, like, wanting to,
like defend
Carrie or whatever, to, like, assuage her own guilt sleeping with a married man.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's married, but maybe she is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's something there.
But there's just drama.
Yeah, but he dies while fucking this mistress.
Yeah.
And that's why Carrie finally has to, like, leave the house that morning.
And she gets a phone call as she's, like, getting her coffee or whatever. And it's the coroner's office.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you like whatever?
What, Carrie Pierce or something?
John James or Shaw, something?
Carrie, yeah. Yeah.
Whatever. Bradshaw James. Yeah. Who knows?
Who cares?
And she is like,
what's going on?
And they're like, your husband has died.
He's dead. And she gets there and that's like the mistress is there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what happened? He didn't come home. Like, where was he? And that's when she like pieces it together. But that's when you also realize like, oh, he had an affair with this woman before.
Yeah.
Like Carrie's whole marriage the last 10 years has basically been a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Big was like, yeah, I want to take 2 days off. It was so he could cheat on her.
Yeah.
And
she's been
like,
cheating on her since before they were married.
Yeah.
Even, I'll bet.
Yeah. And like she thought that he stopped and she realizes like he never stopped. He was always like this person who wasn't worth my time. Like, I can't believe I convinced myself again and again that he was the one.
Yeah.
And it's not until his death that she realizes she wasted most of her life.
And so I think she goes on, like, at that moment, like, goes on a social media blackout.
Yeah.
Like, deletes all her accounts.
Everything.
Everything's done. Everyone's like reporting like Carrie Bradshaw leaves the internet.
She disappears.
And then I think also at the same time word gets out that Big is dead.
Oh yeah, like that's like, I feel like, I mean, their wedding was in the paper. I feel like that would like be a thing.
Once he's like gone, it's
like
news.
The obituary. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, people know, but nobody knows where Carrie is.
And people like, are like, whoa, holy shit, this is like a crazy twist.
Yeah, like she was like so low and canceled and now she loses her husband. So people feel bad.
Yeah. And like this is the first moment of like true sympathy that anyone feels.
So like,
but I think also people like picket his funeral.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely. At the funeral, they're still just like,
there's like an Occupy Wall Street demonstration.
Yeah, like
outside of his funeral.
Yeah, and she's like, you
they
know,
they throw pee on Carrie.
Yeah, like they still are just like canceled in death. Like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Like, let history will show. And you know, maybe that's like a moment where Charlotte is just like, this is ridiculous. Get out. This is a like funeral.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, all the girls show up for the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after the funeral, Carrie disappears.
Yeah.
Kind of like Meredith in Grey's Anatomy. But she disappears. Like, and it's been a bit. Like, at first people are like, obviously she needs time, but then it reaches a point where like Miranda is worried.
Yeah.
And she hasn't talked to the other girls, but she like reaches out and she's like, look, no one knows where Carrie is. We have to find Carrie.
Yeah.
And that's like the kind of like final like thing that's like gonna bring them all back together, you know, like that's like kind of our act three.
Yeah,
like they realize Big dies and like Carrie needs them, but none of them know where they are.
Yeah.
So this is like, I think when we get like the three of them on like a little maybe like road trip, like they gotta find Carrie, you know, maybe they're digging through her exes, visiting old characters, picking up clues as to where she could be. Just some fun time with the three girls we love on the show.
Yeah, I think so. Like, Samantha has like, maybe Samantha's doing her book tour.
Yeah.
So she's like, you guys come with me.
Come with me on my book tour.
On my book tour. We'll hit like, maybe they like, because we don't know where Carrie's from.
We don't know
from,
where Carrie's
right?
from. No, we just know she moved to New York in like 1980 something, like over the summer. So maybe that's when they're like, we have to go to Carrie's hometown.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where she is. Because they're
would
like,
you hide?
Yeah, where would you
hide?
You
had nowhere to hide. To,
and then they're just like,
she's not at home. Everyone's checked. Like, ooh, she's not like at her old apartment.
Yeah. And then they're like, the Midwest. And it turns out that Carrie is some like Wisconsin Midwest bumpkin.
Yeah. She's like Trump country. Yeah. Like
her
style.
Parents like eat cheese constantly and make casseroles. Mm-hmm. And that's like the secret with Carrie is like this whole time she was like this Midwest, like just like red state girl who went to the city.
I love it.
And it's like, that's when it's revealed, like we have to go to her home. And like, there's maybe like a little montage where they're like calling up Aiden and they're like, have you heard from her? Do you know? And they're like, you know, doing some research. And that's when they kind of finally like look at a map
together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Miranda gets like her assistant to hire a PI to like look into it.
And also Samantha has like all of the pull where she's like,
yeah. She's like, come on. Like we've got to get it done. Yeah. And like, I think also that Carrie disappearing becomes like international news.
Oh yeah. Like so, no like, one's heard from, and everyone's like, the most hated woman in the world has disappeared.
You like, got like, and cause I feel like also in cancel culture, that's like what people are going for, right? Yeah. They want like whoever they to hate disappear. To disappear, stop making content and just like go away. And
so then there's kind of like a kind of turn where people are like, well, this is what we wanted, but what does it really mean? And then we start saying like the think pieces, like in tons defense of Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Like why cancel?
Was she actually the worst?
Like cancel culture victims bigger? Or in like, yeah. And like, oh, what bigger? Like, oh, and it's like her, like take for example, the fact that her actual husband, but no one like did to Big what they did to Carrie. And like, that's like all coming out. And it's like, oh, the sexism, you know, that she was a victim of. Mm-hmm. And like, that's all happening. And the girls are like, we got to find her.
Yeah, we gotta find her and like bring her back.
They look at a map and it just like goes to the center of the country and people are like, what?
Yeah, maybe like when the girls all get together, like they meet for like a girls brunch or whatever. Yeah. I feel like after the funeral, maybe we have like a moment where Charlotte goes to China with Lily and like we get like a couple scenes
of
her
like she lets go and like it's maybe at this point like after the funeral or something.
Like, well, I'll check in soon, like I'll see you soon
and like
let
she's
us know
like
you need anything and then we get like a month going by and then just a montage of
Charlotte has to take Lily to China and like so she can do her search and like, you know, Brady has left and like Miranda's all like sad and you know maybe Steve's like never home because he's like, look, like you're always working, I got hobbies now, you know, he's still playing basketball.
Yeah, he loves basketball. Yeah,
he loves basketball still. Like,
and then when they finally get together for their brunch, Carrie is just like doesn't show.
Yeah,
and then they're like, Where has she been?
Yeah, where's she been? You haven't heard from her? And they're all just like, Miranda, like, you're the one we would think we had heard from her. And Miranda's just like, not since the funeral.
Yeah.
And Samantha's like, obviously, I haven't heard from her. You know?
Yeah. So that's when they all realize, like, she's dropped off. And then, like, they're kind of talking, I feel like, and they're like, well, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
And that's when they get on a level where I feel like Samantha's like, someone makes the argument that like Carrie's kind of the worst.
The worst.
Like maybe Charlotte says that.
Yeah.
And then Samantha's like, well, she's always been the worst.
Yeah. That's why we love her. And that's why we have like, you know, that kind of meta like defense of the horrible female character where it's like, and that's why we've always loved her. She makes mistakes, but she's always forgiven all of us. And it's our time to get together and we got to save our girl. And it's kind of like reminiscent of when Big left her in the first one. And like Samantha was the one who was like, we got to go to Mexico. Yeah. I love that part.
I love it.
Let's go get it. Go get our girl.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
So they decide they're going to band together and like Samantha's book tour, like the Midwest portion of the book tour.
The Midwest portion. Yeah. She's like, I'm doing the coast first, but then once we get to like Cleveland.
Yeah, like her book has gotten so popular that now it is truly like it took like a few months to move inward, but now the whole Midwest is a big fan of Samantha Jones.
Of Samantha Jones.
So she's like, we'll just hit a few towns.
We'll figure it out.
We'll find our girl.
Yeah. And so they like start like hitting these towns and stuff. And like, just again, hilarious montages of them just hating the Midwest.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's very like, I imagine like a Tu Wong Fu kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Where they, like,
oh, absolutely.
They're so fabulous.
Yes. And they're so like, fabulous. And it's like a diner where people put cheese on pie.
Yeah.
It's like, they're like,
New have
England
you seen
thing.
This girl?
This girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe they don't exactly know the name of her hometown, like that Carrie never was like, oh, I'm from here, but she was just kind of like, you know,
yeah, maybe her hometown is a name that's like, you know how there's Paris, Texas,
yeah,
or Miami, Oklahoma.
Like
it's something like that where it's not like a name.
A name.
Like
yeah.
there are multiple towns with that name yeah. in like small states.
In small states. So they're kind of to, just like
all of them.
Hitting all of them. And then like finally they like find her in like one of the most like podunk ones. That's yeah. just like, this is where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we maybe like finally really get sympathy for Carrie becoming this horrible woman who she became, because we see like, wow, like she really was fighting to get out of this like very boring place where she never felt understood, where she like, you know, just cared about Vogue magazines. And maybe her mother was always like, you know, you need to find a good man and get married, but not, you know, for happiness or love.
Yeah.
But like for stability.
She's in like Nowhere, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Nowhere, Wisconsin.
Is that
Wisconsin.
Where you were saying?
I said Wisconsin, but now I feel like maybe Wisconsin is too good for her even.
I know. I feel like
I feel like it's like Ohio, like a, like very
it's fully
Trump.
Ohio.
Yeah, it's Ohio.
It's in like...
Or Indiana.
Yeah, ooh. Like Gary, Indiana.
Gary, yeah, like just gross.
Like true, like how is this city yeah, still a city? It like barely is.
Yeah, and
on.
People are just like, this is where you're from, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's when this it's like revealed.
I need a shower yeah, after like, driving through here.
Like, gosh, like, you know, even I came from Connecticut or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're just all very like, we had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, this is your background. And it's also kind of goes in the face of all the people who like threw privilege at her, where it's a little like, you know, just because, yeah, I did gain some privilege, I still had this background. So, you know, we get a little defensive, Carrie.
Yeah, she came from nothing. We yeah. see her at home. Are her parents still alive?
No. She's they'd be too old, like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's like, by now, she's, yeah.
In her,
like, she's always owned, like, the family home. Like,
yeah,
you know,
big
she's
bought
like,
it or something.
Yeah, big
like
bought
that.
It after my parents died, you know, and we thought, you know, maybe we'd always, like, sell it or something. And she's like, but I just came to hide here, you know. Because, yeah, she'd be older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, wearing sweats now.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, maybe she's, like, looking pretty frumpy because
oh, definitely
she's
frumpy.
Depressed. And she...
Yeah.
Like, hasn't been doing anything except
nothing.
Just, like, sleeping.
Just, like, sleeping, being
she's
depressed.
She's, like, Mexico-style yeah. depressed.
Mexico-style depressed, which SJP pulled off. Like,
yeah.
her depression was palpable in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So she's doing that. Like, she is nothing. She's not exercise. Like, she is just...
And there's no fashion. It's just, yeah. like, stripped down.
Yeah.
Bare
and the
like,
whole house is like still styled very old, like how her grandparents left it, and she mm-hmm. doesn't care. She just like doesn't leave. She doesn't take part in the town, but maybe like there's townspeople who like check in on her because they remember her.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe she has like her high school best friend who like kind of pops in as a side character to be like, come on, like mm-hmm. you don't you want to go down to the old skate rink or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, like there's like we get some like idea of who Carrie was back then,
and maybe like when the girls like they find her and they're like, you need to come back to like New York. You can't just yeah. disappear. Like, that's not the way to handle this. And that's when her old high school friend, like Jessica or someone,
yeah, definitely Jessica
comes in and is like, we go into the bowling alley tonight or what?
Yeah.
And then like they all, we have like a girls'
ooh,
night out.
Yeah, a girls' night out. Oh,
with like the townspeople. Like,
yeah,
Carrie's
with the townspeople. Oh, Carrie's like townie friends. And
yeah.
like maybe her like, because her high school sweetheart was David Duchovny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her. He's there maybe?
He's there.
Maybe he's there.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't
he
know.
He moved back and like
yeah.
they've kind of been hanging out.
Hanging out.
He was like, he's
maybe
recovering
maybe
from like,
yeah.
mental
maybe
illness.
They're both widowers at this point or something.
Yeah.
Or like he's like he had some kind of breakdown or something, but like mm-hmm. they find each other, so like yeah they have this big night out and the girls actually have fun and they're just like maybe this Samantha's like maybe this place isn't so bad after all, you
yeah
know? I love that this is all fun.
I love it. And maybe
no
they
karaoke.
Spend the night at her house
yeah
in Indiana that
in Indiana.
Night and they finally have like a girls slumber
like
party.
Yeah, and that's when it all just like comes breaking down and they connect and we have those like moving conversations the show can be so good at.
Yeah,
like even the second movie had that scene between like Miranda and Charlotte talking about how they hate motherhood
mm-hmm.
and that's when we get that moment
yeah.
where they're just like, look, we've been through so much, we can get through this, you know, it's like Golden Girls 2.0, like mm-hmm. they're just putting it all on the line. And she's like, it really hurt me when you took Stanford was my my gay.
Yeah.
And they'd still say things
like
that.
And Samantha's like, he's my gay now, yeah. but he'll always be our gay.
Yeah, he'll always be our gay.
Yeah. yeah. They're still like really problematic.
Yeah,
about
still
that.
Absolutely. It's yeah, and it's just, we're all just like, oh, you know, at this point, there's no, we're just like, oh.
Like, he
you know.
Is everyone's gay.
He is everyone's gay. He
I love
loves
also
it.
That Stanford has been in the movie one time. he's just a gay accessory.
I love how we still did it where he's yeah. in the first scene. And we have, he's at the book party.
He's at the book party.
He's
yeah.
at the book, and maybe when they're like searching for, I just feel like Stanford wouldn't come with them.
No, he wouldn't.
Maybe no.
He's like, Samantha could invite him, and he's yeah, like, Stanford's like, I've seen pictures of
yeah,
that. And
he's like, I don't. Yeah, no. He's like, at this point, I don't leave Manhattan.
Yeah,
or he's just like, I gave Mario Cantone's character that part of the country or mm-hmm. something like that. But he's like, oh no, they don't do my type there.
He's like, no comprende flyover.
Yeah. So like, he's in there, like okay, we get yeah. sprinkled.
He'll be in the mix
yeah,
a little
but
more.
But he like
just
doesn't.
Us.
Yeah,
he's in
he,
the mix.
He doesn't go.
I feel like at the end, like Carrie still doesn't. She doesn't agree to come back to Manhattan, but like no. Samantha has brought her laptop.
Her
or
laptop.
The girls have
yeah.
been like, you need to like write
to
your way
write
out of
your
this.
Way out of this,
and like. Take your time, yeah. like whatever the process is what it'll
and
be.
If this
but, like,
is where you need to be,
you.
Like we're here for you, but we just wanted to make sure you're happy.
Yeah.
And now we see that you are, and mm-hmm. we can like go back. And so they all go back to New York. Carrie writes another book, of course. And
yeah.
this time it's about like being a widow and being honest about like how her life wasn't perfect and like her upbringing and how Big cheated on her. And it's just like this beautiful book.
Yeah. It's like a total self-reflection of yeah. like all her negative patterns, childhood traumas, yeah. and like a really truly asking
yeah, like
herself,
breaking
like,
Bradshaw.
Am I the worst?
Breaking
Bradshaw is really good.
And that's, yeah, and that's the title. And then she's just, like, coming to grips with every... And, like, obviously there's been, like, a shift in the public, like, conversation around her where now people see her as, like, this, like, sacrificed female subject who, like, had to deal with, like, this aggressive, like, mm-hmm. anti... Like, misogyny. And even Lena Dunham is, like... It's a good book.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the full circle moment is like mm-hmm. maybe like these students being like, it's a good book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Samantha uses her like power PR to like help
yeah,
lift Carrie
to
up.
Help
like
lift Carrie out.
Carrie has like a grand reentrance
yeah,
into
New York. And like she like of course they're like breaks down bawling, like mm-hmm. as people like clap for her and her book coming out.
And yeah. she gets like a style kind of makeover.
Oh yeah, like something
where she's now more like in neutrals or yeah. like kind of like baggy.
Just something
neutrals.
More age appropriate and relaxed. Like it's very clear she's not the old Carrie. Like she's thrown out her Manolos, but yeah. like. Yeah.
But she's now just dressing in like the row.
The row, yeah, and like yeah. David Duchovny's there, and he's like they've gotten together.
They're
at
fully
this point.
Together.
Yeah, they're fully together. Mm-hmm. Like,
but they're not
going to
get married.
Cute.
I feel like they're.
Oh
just
no, yeah,
be,
they're
like,
just
together.
Like we're too old for marriage. Like we're not into that whole thing. Like you know, we're making our own rules still. You know, and if Carrie's like, if there's anything I learned from Big, it's like you can't force things to happen because they just happen how they happen.
Yeah. You and maybe know. She sells her and Big's apartment.
Ooh.
And then, like, her and David, like, we see Carrie go back to, like,
oh,
where
yeah.
it all began, like, her apartment.
Yeah.
Like, part of her whole, like, re-entry into New York is like downsizing.
Downsizing.
And, like,
she moves back.
Getting real about what matters.
Yeah. And, like, they go live in a smaller apartment and they decide, like, we did our time. You wrote your book. Let's, like, really get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, now... kind of a celebrated figure again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she like writes like thought provoking.
Yeah.
Like,
and she gets another essays. Teaching gig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This time at Columbia.
Yeah. I feel like Columbia. Maybe the first time it was like NYC
yeah.
or NYU.
I feel like at the end of the movie, we need to even like fast forward like 5 to 10 years. And then we see her as like this tenured
yeah,
professor.
This tenured professor.
Teaching
yeah.
like
oh,
feminist
yeah.
studies.
Because I feel
something.
Like, let's be honest, this is the last one. Yeah. I feel like we deserve this flash forwards where mm-hmm. we like get a decade later and like we see like Lily found her birth parents, but like they all like come together and it's like a beautiful moment where like they all go to China and like meet them. And it's mm-hmm. like beautiful and accepting. And like, you know, we see like Miranda and Steve are still together, I guess.
Yeah, they're fully together. They're yeah. not going anywhere.
Yeah, they're together.
Maybe, like, Miranda finally does retire. She's
yeah.
like, I'm retiring early.
I'm retiring early. That's,
then,
like, their moment.
Yeah, and then Steve is like, okay, but like, how are we gonna make all, like, how are we gonna make some shit right?
Yeah, right.
And so she donates like half of her retirement to like charity.
Yeah, or he wants to do something crazy. I feel like Steve would be like, let's go on, I wanna like spend the rest of our days going on a world cruise. And she's just like, mm-hmm. okay, me and you on all a ship.
Yeah.
And she's like, Brady's not here. Let's do it. And
they like total cruisers. Yeah,
like they decide to be cruisers and just travel and live that life.
Yeah.
And like Samantha, obviously, I feel like in a shocking twist, like Samantha gets married.
Mm-hmm.
And like the maybe like the final like thing is like maybe them all getting kind of ready for Samantha's like big wedding.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I feel like Samantha is marrying someone like so like she's marrying Bono.
Love. Yes.
Yeah. Like she is marrying someone on that, like Lenny Kravitz or something.
Oh my God. Like, she's fully married to Lenny
like
Kravitz.
She's just like, it just felt right. And you know, Lenny.
They just met and it just worked.
And it just worked.
Sometimes
you know?
Can't explain that kind of love.
You can't explain it. And ladies, like, you know, there's no time, at our ages, there's no time like the present.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and it's just beautiful and wonderful.
I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have like the drone shot of like them getting married. Maybe Carrie's like officiating.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, dearly beloved, we're gathered here today.
Carrie's reading some like long ass nice bullshit.
Yeah. Like, and then just like kind of in the middle of the drone, in the wedding, the drone shot pulls back.
Yeah.
And it's just like a beautiful wedding on like beautiful. A Greek island or something.
And we get a shot of Stanford, who's there too.
He's also there.
He's in the scene.
Yeah.
Stanford's the best man. Like Stanford's in the party. Stanford's doing so much stuff and like, helping and saying and having lines.
Any scene in the movie, Stanford is there somehow.
Yeah, just want to add a thing where everything we describe, Stanford's just like standing in the background. Like,
yeah,
very
he's
nice.
Always there.
Yeah, he's just always
he'll
there.
He'll have lines, trust.
Yeah, and Mario Cantone can be there and they're just like, of course, we're together for Samantha's wedding and it's like on this beautiful island and it's like,
and it's really scenic and that's the movie.
Yeah.
I love this.
I want this movie right now.
I think that it is really saying a lot of smart things about cancel culture.
Cancel culture, being a woman, existing like under the like Me Too movement with like culpability,
redemption.
Privilege, redemption, female forgiveness.
Yeah.
Which I think has always been the heart of Sex and the City,
mm-hmm.
is learning how to not only forgive yourself for the dumb mistakes you make with men, which, like, you know, I've made so many. That's why even though I thought the show was going to be dumb, I ended up being like...
You're like, they got me.
Yeah. There was literally a point where when I thought Samantha... Or when I... Yeah, when I thought Samantha and Harry were going to break up, I cried. I was like, no, you
Charlotte
can't.
And Harry?
Charlotte. Oh, my God. Charlotte is so not memorable. But, yeah, Charlotte and Harry.
That was so sad. And then when he finally proposes
when he proposed, I was crying.
Yeah, it's very
like,
touching.
Like, when Charlotte, like, hugs Samantha and yells at Big and is like, no, you get away from her.
Oh, my God.
Tears.
Yeah, that was a full, that was one of the most powerful moments
and, like,
on
that's,
the film.
That's what the third one needs. It needs to stay true to those moments and not what the second movie did.
Yeah.
And
we'll
I think,
just pretend like the second movie was a fever dream.
Yeah. I feel like maybe they have like a little inside joke in R that's like, and who can forget that like mushroom trip where we all thought we went to Abu Dhabi, where they're just like, yeah, remember after Smith's movie premiere when we all like dropped acid and that was a crazy dream.
We had that fucking crazy hallucination.
Yeah. Like I thought I saw Aiden in like a
maybe
desert.
The movie starts with them all like coming out of their acid
coming
trip.
Out of their acid trip.
And it's just like, whoa. Or like, and that's how we clarify that was not real.
That was not canon.
Yeah.
Like,
or
that,
just someone's bad dream.
Yeah, bad dream. Which
like,
is,
wasn't that Dallas, that show that did that?
Oh, yeah, that was Dallas. That, okay, like, Patrick Dempsey's just like, I just woke up. I'm in the shower. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we like Dallas or
LSD. Dallas it, where it's like, because nothing happens.
No.
Over there that like is necessary for the plot. Like,
mm-mm.
Charlotte realizes her husband, like her nanny is gay.
Yeah.
Like
Carrie like,
kisses Aiden.
Kisses briefly.
Briefly.
Like not even worth the like trouble.
The trouble.
Of like telling your husband.
But
like,
then she does because she's dumb.
Yeah.
I don't
she
even
gets like a black diamond ring.
I don't even think Miranda really has anything other than like her job sucks. So
yeah,
she gets
her
a
job
new job.
Sucks and she can't go to the science project.
Yeah. And then
so everyone's
does.
Just like, whoa, yeah. That was crazy.
That was crazy. Anyway, life is moving on. And then yeah. we like jump ahead.
Mm-hmm. I love like, that. Yeah,
just we write that out.
Not only do we create a beautiful Sex and the City 3, but we resolve all the issues, yeah, the issues with the second one.
Yeah, where we're just like, no, none of that like Islamophobia happens. So yeah. you can't be mad at it anymore.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to watch this movie.
I do too. What should we call it?
Aren't they? Isn't it just Sex and the City 3?
Sex and the City 3.
Oh right. They all like, have like, yeah.
Like a title.
Ooh. Ooh. It has to be something like Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cary, Indiana.
Ooh. I love that. Cary, Indiana. I don't know why I love it so much. But it was super. It's just like, wow,
that would be a really pretty name for like a child.
It would. Cary, Indiana.
So any listeners,
a country singer, like, yeah, Cary, yeah. Oh my gosh, she would take down Taylor Swift.
She would take down Taylor
Swift. Oh my
Swift.
God, yeah. Cary, Indiana, or like, you know, sex, it's like anything like Sex in the Farm is like way too like,
yeah, Sex in the City 3, like maybe something even with Cary is like canceled or something.
Yeah. Can't like maybe just Sex in the City 3 Breaking Bradshaw.
Breaking Bradshaw, yeah.
Just break, yeah.
I love that. Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. I love this. I want to see Cary get fully canceled. And I think a lot of people
spin
do.
The fuck out about spin, it.
Yeah.
And like get to a point where the world hates her. And yeah. then gets like a full redemption narrative.
Absolutely.
And I feel like better and stronger
Kim Cattrall
than ever.
I feel like would absolutely come do this movie when we explain like,
yeah,
Obama sure. loves you.
Yeah.
Like we're like, everyone is celebrating Samantha Jones.
Michelle and Barack are there. Yeah. Samantha Jones comes out of this movie looking
incredible.
There's not so, yeah. one bad or negative
Nothing
thing.
Bad to say. Yeah. Everyone is just, she's given moments to be funny, the moment to shine. Like this is also very much a film that she carries.
Yeah. And then I think SJP would be excited to get into, like, yeah. we're giving her a lot of meat to confront.
Oh, yeah.
As
she really
actor.
Gets to, like, deal with, like, death, you know? Yeah. Like, a lot of really heavy themes. Mm-hmm. And she can do it.
Yeah, she can absolutely.
Even though
do
I
it.
Hate Cary, SJP can act.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. SJP is queen.
And then, you know, Miranda and
Charlotte
are.
They're great at what they
they're
do.
They're doing their thing. Yeah. They're holding it down in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like, they're giving us our B and C
solid pitch.
Like, yeah.
yeah. Thank you so much for
this is so much fun.
building this magical movie. Tell all the listeners where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter or you can look me up on Instagram, LA Ashley Ray. Just look me up, Ashley Ray, Google it, whatever.
I love it. Yeah, and then get on your Twitter for the Sex and the
yes,
City thread.
Go check out all of my thoughts on the entire season, which I watched in a 1 week fever dream.
That is a really wild undertaking, but I'm also kind of jealous because I am sure once it got at what point were you like, wait, I love this show and I want more? Did it take you all
What's
the way to
embarrassing
season four?
Is that it took me all the way to season four.
No,
What's horrible is that I was just like, I hate these women. I hate these women. I hate these women. I love these women.
Wow.
And it took probably like 3 days straight of watching to get to the point where I was like, oh my
gosh. Where
it
broke you.
Yeah, where it broke me. Where
That's still pretty far.
Yeah. And it was really season six where I was like, I understand why people treat this show like such a sacred thing.
I love that. Like, I'm obsessed with you going through like, what is it, like 30 episodes at least.
Oh yeah, like
more.
I mean, oh more.
Season two had like 18.
Yeah,
or
and season
episodes.
Six is 20 episodes.
Yeah,
and I had to deal with that Russian guy.
Oh,
who,
yeah,
by the way, is at yeah, if he's still alive, he's at Samantha's book party.
Oh yeah, everyone is at Samantha's
everyone
book party.
Is there,
and especially even Berger is there.
Ooh.
He somehow gets like a
yeah.
press invite or
like
whatever.
Maybe Berger like wrote another book, whatever.
Yeah, I feel like he also harasses Cary at the party.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like seeing him and he like makes a dig about Big or something and that's
oh,
what
yeah.
set her off.
Set her off. More. Like just seeing exes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's a triggering event.
I think
for
we could
her.
Get everyone we want for this movie.
God, people, let's make it happen.
Yeah. Someone send this to Kim.
Yeah.
I think she's the only thing holding
us back.
We gotta
convince her and then get everyone else on board. But I feel like if she
yes.
can play nice, then that makes a
I think
a
everyone
big difference.
Else would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.